welcome to 404 Sight Not Found for November 3rd, 2024. And we're recording from my phone because currently we're under a tornado warning.
Yeah, we don't want this to turn into 404 House Not Found.
Yeah, so we decided, hey, let's do a podcast from the middle of the danger zone or something.
Yeah, we are in the quote-unquote storm shelter, which is the master closet.
The master closet. So we have some suitcases in here. So let's tell you what we have in our master closet.
Clothes.
Here's a fan. So in case we get warm in here,
we do have outlets.
Yeah, we do have outlets. I don't know why I didn't bring a charger. So we've got a fan. We've got your clothes. We got
the wireless router.
More clothes. We got more clothes. We have the wireless router. There's a random coat hanger I'm stepping on.
There's the
suitcase. What is this thing? Oh, the tube for my cane.
Oh yeah, that needs to get thrown away at some point. And then like our important paper stash.
Yes, our safe with important papers. So that's welcome to our master closet. So we're waiting out this storm. We're recording this as of around 3:30 local time. Around, I want to say 3:15, ironically, when our groceries were delivered, the sirens started going off, I want to say north of us, I don't know, some direction, and then we also got alerts that there was severe weather.
Yeah, and then we had a friend call in the area and say, hey, you guys might want to go shelter.
Yes, we'd like to thank Mary Mozzarella for calling us.
Shout out to Mary.
Shout out to the mozzarella.
Shout out to the Mott's.
The Mott's. Is it Mott's applesauce and like apple juice and stuff?
Ooh, good question.
I don't know. Let us know, guys. So while we're recording this podcast, Alyssa, somebody asked us to tell us about how we met. How we met. So let's do that.
Yes. Somebody had asked on YouTube.
Yeah, actually, it was Tim. He said that he was a hopeful romantic, not a hopeless romantic, and wanted to know how we met. So I guess I will tell the story, unless you want to tell the story. Oh, I've heard you tell the story. You told the story when we were getting our hair cut.
I sure did.
Yeah, you sure did. So me and Alyssa were both students at World Services at different times. We kind of overlapped a little bit, but we were in different classes. We also were not both on campus. So Alyssa was on campus. I was online.
And we were studying to be assistive technology instructors.
Yes. And so as part of one of the things that we have to do for class is we have to interview someone in the field. And so Alyssa was looking for someone to interview. And you had to interview two people, right?
Yes.
So you interviewed one of our friends, which was awesome. And then you needed a second person. So
I took to Facebook.
You did what any smart person does, which is you crowdsourced the issue.
Yeah, because I figured either somebody on my friends list would be able to assist and give me, you know, let me interview them, or they would know somebody who could. This fell into the latter category of somebody we both knew said, I have a friend who is in the online version of the class who just recently got employed.
Yeah. And so then when they couldn't do it, they were like, oh, well, I know this other person.
No.
So the person was me. I had just gotten employed in Colorado as an assistive technology specialist for the state of Colorado. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I will do this. This sounds cool. And so you tried to get out of the interview, I'd like to point out.
I did several times. So first of all, I get a message from our mutual that was, yeah, so my friend Liam Irvin can help you. And that was like, I put the brakes on. Okay. I very politely was like, thank you so much for the info. I'll be in touch. With no intention of doing that, by the way.
No, none.
I was just going to let that one go because I didn't have a feeling that our mutual would reach back out and be like, well, how did it go? And if they did, I would just say, well, I found a person, whatever. That was the plan. That was the master plan, which spoiler alert, was not very master plan like.
No.
Because Liam took it into his own hands and reached out to me instead.
As Liam does. So I was like, yeah, hi, I heard that you need to interview someone for a class project. I would be happy to assist, blah, blah, blah.
And I still, and part of it was I seriously didn't know whether or not there would be any issues with the project, seeing as how Liam was technically a student. And, you know, I didn't know if that still qualified him as a full-fledged instructor. And so I needed to ask around and figure that out, and I kind of drug my heels on that a little.
Yep. And you were kind of scared to talk to me.
That's why all of this happened, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was scared to talk to Liam because, well, I kind of knew who Liam was. I'd seen his name in passing. I followed a couple of things that he made appearances in, and I was like, oh, that's cool, but he's just going to be like this mean jerk face.
Yeah.
So I don't think I really want to talk to him. But clearly that's not the case.
No.
You know, Liam's only a jerk face sometimes.
No, so the interview went good, obviously, because we're standing here in a closet.
That's never how I thought I'd hear a sentence end in my life.
Yeah, clearly it went well, because we're currently stuck in a closet together, which is not as much fun as it sounds.
No, although we are right on the 45 mark, so yeah, we can so get out of here real soon.
We can escape. The pina colada. So, yeah, that was a question that was asked. We also got asked about icks, and I want to save that for another episode.
Yeah, we want to do some searching into what icks are.
I mean, I think we know what icks are, but, like, you know, we got to spread the content out over a couple episodes. Yes.
Yeah, interview went well. I thought it was going to be, like, 20 minutes, ended up being an hour and a half, and
We kept talking,
and it was, like, it was really nice. And afterwards, I unfortunately didn't see for like 3 days a message that Liam sent saying, you know, thank you for your time. Let's stay in touch. Because everybody says, we'll be in touch. And most of the time, you know, it doesn't actually happen.
No,
so
it does.
I was kind of expecting that. But no, clearly that's not what happened. Otherwise, we wouldn't be standing in this here closet.
No. Did you say in this here closet?
I did.
Yeah, we're standing in this here closet here in Oklahoma.
I'll tell you what, boys.
Oh, reckon that tornado. She's a real rip snorter, she is. Done almost lifted my trailer away.
Yeah, and then we had this master plan that we were going to wait until Thanksgiving to
start
become
dating
a couple.
Yeah, and that didn't happen.
Liam flew out to see my class graduation in September.
And your dog loved me.
Yes, that's
the,
how it all
the
began.
Dog that does not snuggle with anyone
snuggled.
Like, laid in my lap.
Yes.
I was like, this is my human.
Yes.
So, yeah, and Andre also had done that on their Andre and Kirsten had also done that on their podcast. And I was like, we should talk about that. Like, how did we meet? Like, so if you're a couple, we'd love to hear how you met.
Yeah.
Leave a comment, drop something in Mastodon.
Yeah, this will get posted there on the Elwork side.
Yeah, I'd love to hear how you and your significant other, or maybe not so significant other, met. You have a really frilly purse, by the way.
Yes, I do. That's the one I was wearing out the other night when the hairstylist was like, that is such a beautiful bag.
Oh, okay.
It kind of doubles as being pretty and also something I can kind of fidget with.
Yeah, I'm fidgeting with it right now.
It's fun.
This thing's great.
Yeah, it's got little fringes and beads all over it. It's like a Native American style.
Yeah, I want one. I don't care that I'm a man. This is cool. It's all fringy and...
Yeah, it's something that, like, I can play with and be socially acceptable, because that is, you know, that is a thing that we want to be cognizant of in public. Oh, I am getting a phone call.
Is it Mary Mozzarella?
I think it is. Hello?
Hey.
Tornado
1 has been lifted. All right, the
all
tornado...
Right,
hey, we're recording...
You're on our podcast.
We're recording our podcast right now from the closet.
So you get a quick, brief mention, or brief, speaking role.
Free shout out.
Well, we have to bring you on the podcast. You'll have to come over and we'll let you, actually be on an episode.
Oh,
All right.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Mary Mozzarella.
You're welcome, DJ
Wonderfriend. Oh, boy.
All right. We'll see you later. Be safe. Right. Glad your house is still there.
Yeah,
you don't
find your house is still there.
Me too.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. So we're free.
All right. All right. I guess this is where we say thank you for listening to 404 Site Not Found with the GH. We'll see you when we see you.
We'll see you when we see you.